once a fortnight, and there was no answer to the bell and no warden on duty. And I went home, phoned the warden, and she said, he's in the hospital. Wynne had died, and I carried on. I looked in. Then when Wynne died, I visited once a fortnight. I visited every evening after 6 o'clock, looked in for about half an hour after Wynne died to make sure Tony had got clean clothes and had had his food, because he was getting meals on wheels. And I rang up, the warden wasn't there, and eventually I got the warden on the phone. She said, he's in hospital. And I said, which one? West Hart or St Albans? West Hart. Can you tell me which ward? No. Can I have his son's number? No. That's confidential information. So I put my hat and coat on and did a Miss Marple's. I got a motor scooter then, because my sight, given up driving, and the dog would get on the motor scooter first and put his paws on the handlebars, and I put my knees around him. And I found that Tony was in Simpson Ward at West Harts. He was there a month, and then I arrived. He kept saying, will you come tomorrow? Will you come tomorrow? So I went every day, every evening, when I'd finished my voluntary visiting, because I still did it on the scooter. And there was an ambulance outside of Simpson Ward, and my dog wanted to get in the ambulance with Tony. They were taking him for a scan, and the next night I went, he was in Bowling Ward in intensive care with a fully plastic hat, tubes up in his neck, tubes in his side, and lying flat. And they brought him a cup of tea. So I said, could they bring a feeding cup? And I pulled him up, gave him the feeding cup, held his hand every night for 4 nights till 8 o'clock, getting the bus back home. Oh, got a bus then, because my sight was worse, but still had the dog. And then he was back in Simpson another month, and I took the talking newspaper with the radio cassette recorder, and he thought he'd only listen to one side. I thought, no fear, because I went by daylight then, and I went on the motor scooter, and we could sit in a room at the end of the ward and hear the talking newspaper, and there was a tree blowing in the breeze outside. And then he was put into Mountbatten Lodge at the end of Crabtree Lane for a fortnight, and he got his dog back. 2 months before, he'd been taking his dog from, of course, Gaybridge Park, had been taken ill, felt bad, come back to him on the park and ride bus, got out at the Marlowe's and got a taxi to the hospital and admitted himself. So that's why he was in hospital, and Wynne had died before that. I married him because I only saw his eldest son a couple of times for few minutes at the hospital with the checkbook, getting his father to sign a check. And I said, what about him coming to the hospital? He said, oh, Ian doesn't like hospitals. And one day at Christopher Court, Tony said to me, perhaps we better get married. I never said anything, because I'd been engaged 2 or 3 times and various things had happened. One person had dropped dead at Lynham coming back, who was in MI5. Another one had got the wrong bus in the blackout, and I'd had all my jaw mucked about, which still troubles me. So after 70 years of going to hospital, and I don't fit the criteria, but St Dunstan's have sent me to a man at St Albans.